The Oil Caps, the MJHL-MGEU West Division's top seed, beat the number 4 seeded Neepawa Titans, 4-2, in their best-of-7 playoff series. The Verdant squad wrapped up the series with a 4-3 road victory on Tuesday night. The Titans had won Game 4, 4-1, on March 28 to even the series at 2-2. Verdant took back the series lead with a 3-2 Game 5 victory on home ice last Sunday in front of 1,067. The Oil Capitals will now take on the Winkler Flyers in the second round of the playoffs. A schedule was not available at the Empire advance deadline. In the regular season, Verdant had a 4-0-1-2-3-3 record. The Flyers compiled a 4-2-1-1-2-3 record to finish second in the MGEU East Division. Winkler defeated the Portage Terriers, 4-1, in the opening round. Against the Titans, Leto led Verdant with 8 points and 6 assists. Rue Bazin, Nathan Miller, and Verdant's own Bryce Bryant all scored 3 goals. Fellow hometown product Eric Reed was in net for all 6 games. Reed had a 2.58 goals against average. For the Flyers, Malachi Clausen was 4-1-0-0 in the first round. His GAA was 2.36. Jace Lagarden paced Winkler with 5 goals. Lagarden, Trent Penner, and Avery Anderson all had 6 points. Dalton Andrew and Isaiah Peters each had a team-high 5 assists. Game 6, Oil Caps 4, Titans 3. On April 2 in Neepawa, a 3-goal third-period outburst lifted the Oil Caps past the Titans and into the next round. After a scoreless first period, Verdant product Grady Lane scored for the Oil Capitals in the second. The Titans responded with goals in the frame from Ewan Poirier and Hayden Stocks. A minute and 11 seconds into the third, Lane struck again. His power play marker knotted the game at 2-2. Bazin put the Oil Caps on top 3-2. Verdant's own Braden Lewis picked up his second assist of the night after stealing the puck and finding Evan Graining, who increased his team's lead to 4-2. In the final 2 minutes, Neepawa got a goal from Logan Paquette, but the Oil Caps prevented the Titans from tying things up. Reed stopped 22 of the Titans' 25 shots. Mason Lobro of the Titans had 29 saves. Game 5, Oil Caps 3, Titans 2. All of the offense came in the second period on March 31 in Verdun. Oil Capitals defenseman Tyler Dodgson scored shorthanded in that frame to make it a 1-0 game. Logan Paquette and Brendan Quinn Legria lit lamp to put the Titans up 2-1. Miller tied things at 11:15. 41 seconds later, Musumin's Marshall Light scored what would stand up as the game winner for Verdun in his first playoff appearance of 2024. For the Oil Caps, Leighton Veitch assisted on 2 of his team's goals. Reed made 28 saves. Lobro stopped 33 shots. Verdun head coach Tyson Ramsey was pleased with the team's compete level. From start to finish, I thought we competed very hard on every puck and were physical, especially up ice on our forecheck, he said. This allowed us some extended time in the offensive zone, and we were able to wear them down throughout the course of the game. Game 4, Titans 4, Oil Caps 1. On March 28, the teams were deadlocked at 1-1 after 2 periods in Neepawa. The Titans scored 3 goals in the third to secure the victory. In Friday's game, we were sloppy in certain parts of the game and that led to mistakes that gave them too many real good chances, and they have guys that can score, Ramsey said. Our unforced errors gave them too much momentum in the game, and when we didn't capitalize on our great chances, it forced us to chase too much of the game. Bryant had Verdun's lone goal. Reed made 27 saves on 31 shots. Scoring for the Titans were Connor Thompson, John Baird, Dawson Andries, and Stocks. Lobro had 40 saves.